Over the past several years, some tech-savvy artists have gathered together under the term steampunk. It blends modern-day technologies with Victorian aesthetics, adding brass fitting to computer monitors or combining a laptop with a Morse key. Well, now, a small group is putting actual steam power into steampunk. They are renovating or building steam engines to move their sculptures or to power musical instruments. Sarus Farivar reports.
A light rain is falling in a rough part of town, while a man in a top hat monitors a steam boiler. This could be Dickensian London, but in fact, it's 21st century San Francisco. Here, a group of artists and musicians gathered recently to participate in a World's Fair, a turn-of-the-century party, complete with period costume, period art, and yes, steam technology. That boiler steam will travel through a series of pipes and tubes to the inside of this local music club, where it will power a number of spinning flywheels and wheezing pistons that are on display. Many of these machines were restored or built at the workshop of Kinetic Steamworks, a steam art collective in nearby Oakland. Zachary Rookstella even dresses the part with his overalls, top hat, and a curly-cue mustache. Rookstella explains the attraction of steam power.
Steam is such a beautiful source of energy. Repurposing these devices, which are so beautiful to watch, there's so much motion in a vintage steam engine. The rhythm of a steam engine, it creates a great sensation in everyone that comes close to it.
Steampunk is partially a backlash against the mass-produced, sleek, and sometimes boring look of modern-day consumer technologies, like an iPod. Each steampunk object is forged or soldered by hand. Kinetic Steamworks' Sean Orlando says that it's for people who want to struggle, lift, and heave their technology.
I think that a lot of people see steampunk as an alternate reality almost of science fiction, where people are conceiving of a world where steam power was still an option.
Now, step into the offices of a San Francisco video game company, Three Rings, and you'll step into a steampunk-ish sort of work environment. Nearly half of these offices are done in the theme of the Nautilus from Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. There's nautical fittings around the door archways and Victorian-era furniture and lighting. There's even a bookcase that swings back to reveal a secret room. Daniel James is the CEO of Three Rings.
The steampunk aesthetic is obviously science fiction. It's obviously in the realm of the fantastic. And so that intrinsic sense of the whimsical is very important.
One of the guys that Orlando and James look to as a focal point for steampunk design is Sean Slattery, who goes by the online moniker Jake Von Slatt. He runs one of the most popular steampunk websites, steampunkworkshop.com. From his home in Littleton, Massachusetts, he's made things like a computer keyboard with manual typewriter keys.
If someone from the 19th century came and looked at these things, they would think they looked normal, and I think they wouldn't be as interested in them as they would be in the sleek beige plastic versions of the same thing, because that's what would be new and different to them.
These days, Slattery adds that he's now working on expanding his machine shop so that he can start to use more actual steam, like converting an early 20th century Mercedes to steam power. For NPR News, I'm Sarus Farivar.